This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:16 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Shamila. And we spent all of 6 o'clock really looking at safety at construction sites because it's come up due to the Suke Highway incidents. And now we want to look at really the people who have in some ways been most impacted by this. And those are the safety, or those are the people who are working, workers on the construction sites. Just for context, so we spoke earlier about the accidents and the numbers that there have been. But if we look at the people who have been injured, right? So on Monday, the most recent incident, 3 foreign construction workers were killed. And you had basically four people impacted. So 3 of them were foreign construction workers. They were killed. The driver of the car, a local, was severely injured in this incident.
Yeah, and then if you look back at other accidents that have happened with Suka, in the August one, there was a report that there was a worker who was killed on the spot. There's also another report of an incident that involved a crane collapse, which trapped a 28-year-old operator. And I think it's worth saying that the reason this is important to look at is because a lot of the times these workers are sort of the most overlooked people, right? When it's someone outside, when it's a pedestrian or when it's a driver, often there are people to speak up for them. But because of how our industry is structured and because of, I guess, the level of society that these workers come from, often there's not enough attention given to who's speaking up for them and what their rights are when it comes to just basic safety.
It's empathy, I think, in no small part. I think because we're talking about people who are paid to work there. And so the assumption, therefore, is, well, you know, you kind of knew the risks. And it's almost as if, which it really shouldn't be, it's almost as if ideas like ideas of accidents or injury is like, well, par for the course. And really, it shouldn't be. There's nothing about it that should be the case. Whereas when it's a driver, or when it's a road user, I think we all use these roads. And so we can more easily imagine ourselves in that space. But that is not a good enough reason to overlook the fact that these are real deaths and real injuries. And for what it's worth, SOXO has actually said that they will be providing the kin of the 3 victims with payout. The caring squad will be going to the ground to get the details for payment and not wait for the next of kin to make claims, which I think is some consolation.
Yeah, I think so. But I do think that we also need to take into account that so much of our construction labor is foreign labor, right?
Yeah.
So there's that question of who's looking out for them? What sorts of compensation are they entitled to? What more needs to be done?
So if you'd like to weigh in, we're talking about the safety of workers at these construction sites. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now joining us to discuss this is Geeta Ambalagan from the Workers Bureau at Party Socialist Malaysia. Geeta, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So what sorts of mechanisms do we currently have to ensure the safety of workers in construction sites?
Okay, so there are mechanisms that exist. So, example, by right, all construction workers should be properly trained and should be certified by CIDB, which is the Construction Industry Development Board, to ensure that they're all insured and protected on the worksite. And normally these they would get a green card. And no one should be allowed to be working on site without them. So the problem that we have is how many are actually certified, right? And just for foreign workers, so we Malaysian workers, we have SOXO, which, you know, compensates for any injuries. For foreign workers, there is the workers' compensation scheme. But again, the problem is they cannot be registered for this or without these proper documentations, like the green card. They also, every worker in Malaysia can also go to labour offices, the JTK, Jabatan Tenaga Kerja, to make a complaint if there are problems at work. So these are all mechanisms that do exist.
Do you think these mechanisms are sufficient?
I think they may be sufficient, they can be improved, but the biggest problem here is really enforcement. So even with these simple laws in place, there is no enforcement. So no one ensures that a construction site cannot operate at all if all workers are not properly trained, not have their green cards or insurance. You know, so what most of our own safety officers find is that half of the cases that are reported to us for negligence or wrongdoing involves workers without a green card, without training, without insurance or even a work permit. So that is the main, I think, main issue.
Now, how big an issue overall is worker safety here in Malaysia, especially in construction? Do we take this seriously enough? I mean, maybe you could help us contextualize it or understand it better.
Okay, so it's huge, you know. So if we just look at last year, the statistics from ADOSH reports that the most amount of lives lost at work are in the construction industry and the manufacturing industry. And these are only the cases that are reported. And it's also a big concern because it seems like the burden of safety is not being placed on the contractors enough, because contractors merely get a slap on the wrist when it comes to pure negligence, you know, that can cause injuries or even death. So just in the 6 months, for example, the SUKE highway construction has had 3 incidents and 5 deaths, yet no real action has been taken against the main contractor, ProLintas, or any of the subcontractors. And there's not even been a public apology. And recently, the Minister of Works claims that the SOPs were all followed. So clearly, there's a huge gap between that statement to a crane falling and killing 3 people on site. You know, so like another example is the lorry that crashed into another SUKE construction site, causing a structural collapse. So there are definitely facts. These are definitely factors to be considered and to be factored in before or during a construction site gets approval. You know, because these constructions are right next or right above very busy roads, and every Malaysian knows, like you were just saying, the terrible conditions of roads right next to construction sites. You know, massive flooding, soil erosion, landslides. So these are really huge safety issues.
Now, our construction sites do largely depend on foreign labour. How does this come into play when we talk about the challenges of ensuring their safety?
So I think the laws and policies in place, there are laws and policies in place to protect foreign workers in Malaysia. Definitely can be improved. But even now, by law, if under this workers' compensation scheme, the maximum compensation a foreign worker who loses their life in a construction site during work is a mere 20,000 ringgit, you know. And even then, employers do not get this done for them. And the only way to get this done, even as a worker, is through your employer. So the issue here, again, is enforcement. And it's quite clear that most employers take foreign workers' rights a lot more lightly. You know, so therefore, they bank on a lot of these foreign workers being too scared to report them, and just a complete lack of enforcement on authorities to take safety seriously. So agencies like DOSH really need to seriously ramp up the enforcement and even labor officers to really prevent these things from happening again.
So, Geeta, one of the things that has come up is this issue of follow-up, right, and interest going beyond the initial rush of headlines and people expressing concern. Is there sufficient follow-up after these sorts of high-profile cases? You know, what will it take to keep the momentum going?
So definitely not. Like, even if you did a search right now to find out what happened after, like, last year there was news of 2 workers that were killed after half of a structure collapsed on them in a Taman Desa construction site. But there's been no follow-up at all. What happens to this? What happens to these workers? You know, what happens to the contractors? There really isn't any follow-up. And the only way to ensure that these follow-ups happen is the relevant authorities need to really enforce this. Fines need to be a lot heftier. The recent fine was 180,000 ringgit for a huge contractor. That is nothing.
Now, what about awareness on the part of the workers? Do our workers have enough awareness of their own rights when it comes to safety? What more needs to be done in this regard?
So in terms of awareness, I think the workers in definitely do not. You know, we work day in, day out on so many cases where simple issues like EPF and TOXO payments, you know, which are so nothing for us, but they're not being paid by so many employers. And people are terminated unlawfully. And these workers sometimes do not know what to do at all. So we do trainings for workers on their rights, hoping it empowers them to stand up against employers who are big bullies. But we really need to be teaching these rights in schools and universities, because the workforce is it's something that everybody experiences, you know, and people need to know their rights. But other than that, I think what the government and relevant authorities need to be doing is they need to really listen, because this may not just be about workers' rights, but human rights in general. Like this SUKE highway and the construction mishap last in Taman Desa, there were numerous protests. You know, people, the residents were protesting, but they fell on deaf ears. And these are people who are very aware of their rights, you know, how close the highway is being built to their homes. You know, so we really need a better system, you know, like an independent tribunal and a system that is without bias, to put the concerns of the people above the big bucks of these big contractors.
Geeta, in closing, I just wanted to know, you know, if you have any final thoughts, or for people listening who want to be able to do something, who want to be able to participate and assist, what can be done?
So I think the first thing that can be done is, if you're passing, like, again, like you were just saying, we pass these construction sites and we see the roads in horrendous conditions, lightings are not good, please make a complaint. Go to DOSH's website, make a complaint, so that when complaints start flowing in, at least maybe something will be done. Other than that, I think there's a really good uproar on social media right now for the SUKE highway, for operations to be halted until an independent investigation is conducted. And I think that's really, really important. So, yeah.
Geeta, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Geeta Ambalagan from the Workers' Bureau at Party Socialist Malaysia, talking about workers' safety, particularly when it comes to construction sites. This has come up, it's come up because of the Suka Highway, but it's really something that we all need to be talking about more often, as Kuala Lumpur changes day by day, week by week, and it's all because of these sorts of projects. Just to reiterate that if you are interested in making a complaint, or, you know, noting down these sorts of instances of abuse or disregard of safety, that website is dosh.gov.my. That's dosh.gov.my. And that is it from us this evening. We're about to head to the news, and beyond that to popcorn culture, where for a complete change of pace, our review tonight is the newly released version of Justice League, Zack Snyder's Justice League, or Snyder Cut for short. That's coming your way. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.